Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Yeah, that's right. The gloves are off with Andrew, Brad, Jacob Jones, and myself, Jason Jamba Davis, special guest, if I do say so myself. Hello, boys.
Hey, how are you, mate?
I'm very well. I'm just browsing through a Maya lingerie catalogue, so it's all good.
Ooh, what you do in the comforts of your own home, Jabba, that is all yours, my friend. So how often do you actually get to introduce the radio channel / podcast you're about to be on?
I think I've been on it once before.
So yeah, yeah.
Indeed, an honour.
Yeah.
An honour.
Good stuff. And, thanks for jumping on the show. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Good to have you on, Jabba. Do you recognise that voice in the intro, mate?
Is it Dylan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense.
Yes, it is. All right, we've got Jacob on. Welcome, mate.
Well, thank you.
With a USA accent.
So you've got an American there playing an American accent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Was Eric Banner not available?
No.
That's a shame.
Well, I can talk like this if I want to.
All right.
You know who just did that accent? It's Russell Crowe in the movie A Winter's Tale. The worst Irish accent you've ever heard.
Actually, that was the guy from Short Circuit.
Oh, man, that's going back. See, I worked at a radio station where if you made a reference from the 80s on air, you had to put money in a jar. So Short Circuit, that would definitely put coins in the jar. Everything.
So
had
if I was to say number 5 is alive, I'd have to go and put money in.
Money in the jar.
Huh. Money in the jar.
All right. So, Jabba, what have you been up to, mate? You've been checking out some movies, mate.
I have been checking out some movies. I've been trying to enhance what I do with my life because I've been known for doing music and general pop culture stuff for the last 15 to 20 years or so with Channel V and Nova and a bunch of different people, Rolling Stone magazine, etc. I've done different bits and pieces on telly. And then I was offered the opportunity to appear on Weekend Sunrise TV show on the Channel 7 network around Australia and to review movies. And I leapt at that opportunity, and so I get to go to the movies a couple of times a week and tell people across the country whether they should go and see, you know, I basically like movies with robots in them. So Elysium, Transformers, RoboCop, they're the ones that I will say go see those movies.
So the nice high-quality boy movies, basically.
Basically boy movies. Currently excited about Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked,
it
wicked.
Does look like a good movie. It does look. Yeah. Like, I actually went. I took my dad to see what was it, the Book Thief the other day. So that was an interesting film. Did you see that one?
I found that very disappointing, sadly. And I scored it 2.5 out of 5. And then I went to Rotten Tomatoes, and its score was 50%. And that's where I gauge whether or not I should be doing this job. Is I'll score something, and I'll go to Rotten Tomatoes and go, okay, I'm pretty close to what the general population of the interwebs says is what this film should be. So yeah, what did you think of it?
I thought it was good, but I was just annoyed that I went to a movie like that with my dad and didn't get any brownie points from my wife because I went with my old man. Like, that would have been the ultimate, you know, give up time to go and say that with your wife, get some points up. Didn't even have that. In fact, I actually got in trouble from my wife because I went to a girl movie without her there. Exactly.
My wife loved it.
Rookie mistake by me. So I've taken that on board. Won't do it again.
That's called a schoolboy era.
The color purple.
Yes, I think so. So you said you see a couple movies a week. Like, when you go to the movies, here's the big question for me. I go to the movies, I have to get a Coke and a popcorn. You know, you get the medium one, which, of course, is the size of a truck. Mm. If you're going, like, 2 or 3 times a week, that's a lot. Like, are you eating all that Coke and popcorn? That's a lot to eat, right?
I did start when as soon as I started this gig, I went, this is pretty cool. And then I realized it was I was losing money if I was going to get paid to do this and make purchases at the candy bar every time. You also have – there's a tipping point with popcorn and with Coke, so – I tend to take a snack if it's an evening thing. I've taken Vietnamese beef pho, you know, the beef soup in. I've taken homemade sandwiches and a Corona in.
Because it's just going to work for you, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So I just take a little lunch You know, thermos of tea, I like if I can.
I have something to ask.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Are you talking about alcohol, Corona? Have they stopped you for that going in the
No, I take a little esky. I don't know what you have in your country that's an esky, a cooler, I suppose. We have a little esky that we take in there with the sandwiches. And I'm lucky in that the guys at the cinema know me and they just go, hey, how you going? And I don't think they think to look in it, which is nice.
Well, okay, what about iTunes Radio, Jabba? That just launched not long ago, mate. Do you enjoy it?
It's very exciting to see iTunes Radio launch in Australia, first territory outside the United States of America, and obviously Apple keen to capture another segment of, you know, music fans have obviously got a huge volume of traffic to the iTunes store. So, I guess they're now throwing their hat in the ring alongside Pandora and Audio and the other streaming services. So, from what I've seen of it so far, it's an enjoyable experience. I look forward to seeing it grow in this country and see how it does.
Yeah, what other music services have you used so far? Spotify, anything like that? Or?
Yeah, Spotify, Pandora, Audio I've used. I know there's a bunch of other ones like Mog and Deezer. I mean, I'm actually quite astounded by the volume of services. Beats. Yeah, do we have Beats?
No, we don't. No, we don't have that here, unfortunately. Wish we did, though.
Connected to the headphone brand?
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
Yeah. What's your favourite streaming service at the moment for music?
Probably iTunes Radio. Obviously the new factor is good, and the fact that it's within the environment of iTunes, so that's an advantage, I would imagine, for those guys, given that all the other services you need to install their app, whereas the iTunes Radio is already on all my devices, on my iPad, my iPhone, my Apple TV.
Yeah.
I'm a big Apple fan, you know.
Same. I love the Apple TV. How often do you use your Apple TV, mate? Every day or when?
Yeah, pretty much daily. I do play all my music, all my movies from my iTunes library on the TV upstairs or downstairs. And my daughter's got a big library of movies. Sometimes we use Handbrake to import them from DVD.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
Put them in the iTunes library.
Nice one.
And also big fan of Foxtel. We just downloaded 13 episodes of House of Cards Season 2 on the Foxtel. And, I think that's really, really good. That's a really positive thing because it means you can get the content legally, you're paying for it, and it's all there. And it's, in the absence of Netflix in this country, it's fantastic to have it all there ready to consume.
What's your view on people using Netflix in Australia, using a VPN and stuff? What do you think that's bad?
I think with all these things is – And the smart companies, the smart tech companies and broadcasters and content providers understand that people want stuff. If you don't give it to them, they'll get it by any means necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys would come up against – I'm sure you talk about this every week. So.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. What about you, Andrew? What's your view on that? What do you think about that? I don't think Andrew's there. Jacob, what about you? What's your view on all this?
Well – yeah, using a VPN for Netflix is fine and dandy, but it's easy.
It is very easy. It is very easy. Have you checked out Foxtel Play yet, Jabba? What have you on Foxtel Play?
Or I could say,
go
use it while you still can.
Exactly.
I've never used the Play. I know you talked to me about it on Twitter. I don't really understand what it is. I use the Foxtel Go app.
Yeah,
but the Play, I don't know what that is. Is that on the Xbox?
You can use it on the Xbox, the Mac, and...
Is it?
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can use it on the Mac. It's pretty good. I love it. I use it on the Mac every day.
So what would I'm sitting in front of my Mac right now, obviously. So where do I go? To the App Store or to...
Yeah, you just... for Foxtel... Yeah, you can actually just download the Foxtel Go app onto your Mac and then just use that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And is that different to Foxtel Play or it's the same
thing? Foxtel Play, you don't get all the channels what you get on a normal Foxtel service.
Okay.
So what sort of channels do you watch on Foxtel?
Footy, basically waiting for the AFL to commence.
Okay. So you get that on the Foxtel Play.
Good. Well, we watch Channel 7 for that, and then if they're not broadcasting a St Kilda match, which is our team, then we'll get it off Fox. So love, and I love my Foxtel box just to record TV, record the news, record my appearances on TV, and then throw them up on YouTube.
Nice one, Andrew. You there, mate? I don't think he is.
I feel like I'm in Gravity, Sequel to Gravity, Houston. Do you copy? He's doing, he'd rather die, float off into space than die than hang with people his own age.
Hey, well, yeah. What else have
Houston,
you been up
to? Houston, we got a problem.
What else have you been up to, Jabber? Any other exciting stuff, mate, you want to mention?
There are bits and pieces. There's talk from Paul Fennick of another Houses and Fat Pizza type of thing, which is obviously something I've been involved in for a long time. Cool. So, you know, that's on the horizon this year. But at the moment, really enjoying sinking my teeth into films. That sounds nice. Like Andrew's come back.
Is he, are you back, Andrew? No, he's not back. He's dropped out.
He's, I love that noise. I want to know how they created that.
He said it crashed. He crashed or something. So hang on for a sec. Let me try and get him back on. I can't. Are you back, Andrew? Oh, God. Keep talking, Jacob, for a minute. We're getting back on here, mate.
This is we're trying to bring him back. So, Jacob, whereabouts are you in the States?
Florida.
Beautiful, near the Everglades?
Nah, I'm north central Florida.
Yeah, he's probably, yeah, he's not very close to anything really. He's really isolated.
Dade County?
No, all right, Alachua.
Okay, Dade County is the only place that anyone in Australia has ever heard of in Florida, I think.
You ever be? You ever go to the US, Jabber? Much? You ever, how often? You go?
I went years ago and watched a space shuttle land. Which
okay.
Was pretty exciting.
Oh, nice.
It's not as exciting as when they take off, because when they land, they just glide in without power, so it's silent.
Okay. Andrew, you're back, mate. You there, Andrew?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions for Jabber, mate? Before we wrap up, mate? Because
yeah, do you? I mean, you go and see all the movies. Do you ever get to see the movies that are pre-release or for consideration?
You get to see a lot of preview screenings, but they're generally always just films that are definitely going to get a box office release. So the challenge is trying to determine which ones are going to be of interest to my audience, which is, you know, quite broad on a show like Weekend Sunrise on 7. So, sure. And then online I tend to, you know, if I've seen more movies than what I can review on my segment, then I'll just post it on my website, jabbertron.com, and that gives me scope to do stuff outside the more mainstream kind of blockbuster films.
Okay, and Mel and Koshy, their Sunrise during the week. Have you? Do you see them around the, you know, dressing
room? Not really, no.
Stuff, or because you're the week and they're the week, you don't really.
Exactly.
Mix that much.
I'm with Monique Wright and Andrew O'Keefe, who are, you know, great people, and Simon and different newsreaders. I must say though, there's a Liam Neeson film coming in the next couple of weeks, Non-Stop, which is definitely worth seeing.
Nice.
That it's a lot of fun. It's basically the Taken on a plane. So
wow,
he's good. Like, how good is that guy? You know, like he loses his wife in a tragic accident. So whenever you see him on screen, he's always in a role where his spouse is either sick or dying. Like, they just tap straight into his real life. And so he's able to play this kind of forlorn character in almost any movie, apart from the Star Wars film that he's in. And you know, it's good casting. You kind of go, okay, is there any escape for him from being Liam Neeson, whose wife died?
I don't think we need an escape from that. I mean, you see that face that he puts on, the sideways stare, yeah. And he gets the eyes and it's angry, and you know people are going to start dying as soon as that face comes out.
Yeah, exactly right. It's like,
and
you're
that's okay. I'm fine with that. But as you said, maybe he's sick of it, maybe he's bored, but if he's making bucks out of it and it's doing well and it's hitting, you know, once he's made some money and he's done all of what he needs to do, then he can go back and do all of the, you know, little flicks and indies and stuff like that, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, I'll be interested to see what he does. I loved his turn in the Ricky Gervais show, where he wanted to start a career as a stand-up comedian, and he tries to do a routine about AIDS, and I've been writing some material, and he tries to do a joke about AIDS, and the look on Ricky Gervais' face is absolutely priceless. So, you know, he's obviously got a good sense of humour, and he's also done a skit recently with Key and Peele. I don't know if you know those guys. They're, I think they're American comedians, and they do a skit about Non-Stop, which has Liam Neeson in it, which is totally worth seeing.
Okay, no, I haven't seen it. As you said, all I know is serious Liam Neeson, who ends up killing everyone. So I'll look out for
okay,
you.
Okay, I've got to go. I've just had a call. 1 second. Can I say goodbye?
You can. Where can I get hold of you, mate, before we go?
Oh, I got to go, fellas. Is that all right? 1 sec, Joe.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
fellas.
Mate. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks
See ya.
For that.
All the best. See ya.
Bye. Bye.